Good morning. This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University, broadcasting at 89.1 FM and on the web at ksubseattle.org. It's Friday morning, May 16th, and so you know it's time for the Culture and Language Bridge Show, where almost every week of the quarter, students in these classes bring you special international cultural programs. This morning we'll be presenting language lessons, first language lessons. My name is Heidi Beck, and I'm happy to present students from my advanced academic discourse class and our first lesson. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. My name is Michael, and I'm from China. Today I will give you a Chinese lesson. There will be four parts in my lesson. The first part is vocabulary. Now I will read the English meaning first, then I will read the Chinese word. The first one, how was your weekend?
周末过得好吗?
Morning, 上午, afternoon, 下午, meet somebody,
见面,
watch movie,
看电影,
interesting,
有意思,
shop,
商店,
Describe huge amount. In Chinese, we use 很多,非常多,特别多. At least two people together,
一起.
So these are some basic vocabulary in Chinese. And in this class, we will talk about this vocabulary and use this vocabulary to make a dialogue. I will let you practice. The second part is grammar.The first thing I want to say is in Chinese, there is no tense. So we don't need to remember many tense. In Chinese, you don't need to remember will or have or something. You just need to write the right word, use the right word. And the sentence structure is the same as English. First, you need a subject. Then you need a verb. The last one, you need an object.And you can use attribute to describe subject, verb, and object. You can also use verb complements and object complement in your sentence. Now I will give you a dialogue about our vocabulary and how Chinese people meet in Monday when they talk about their holiday, their vacation.So I will use English to read this dialogue first, then I will use Chinese. There are two people in my dialogue. The first one is Jack, the second one is Rose. So let's begin. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Jack.
How was your weekend?
Fine. What did you do this weekend?
I met my friend in the morning, then we watched a movie afternoon on Saturday.
Is that movie interesting?
Yes, very funny. What did you do this weekend, Jack?
I went shopping with my friend.
That's the English version. Now I use Chinese.
你好，罗斯。
你好，杰克。
周末过得好吗？
很好，罗斯。
你周末都干什么了？
我上午和朋友见面了，下午一起去看了电影，聊了聊天。
电影有意思吗？
嗯，很有意思。
杰克，你都干什么了呢？
我去了百货商店，在百货商店里买了很多东西，还随便看了看。
From this part, you will see the difference between Chinese and English. In some sentence, the English part is very long. I use many words to describe one meaning or to show one idea. But in Chinese, I only...need three or two words that I will be fine and the other people will understand what I'm talking about. So the last part is for you, it's a practice. I think grammar and dialogue may be too difficult for the people they first learn Chinese. So I will focus on the vocabulary. Now, I will read the Chinese word, and you can repeat after me. Pay attention to the pronunciation.
周末过得好吗？
上午。 下午见面看电影有意思商店很多一起 So this is the practice of my lesson. So if you want to learn more Chinese, you can ask me after class, and I think you should practice more with the vocabulary and the dialogue. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So if that went by a little fast, not to worry. We actually have two more lessons in Chinese coming up. So stay tuned and we'll be right back. This is KSUB.